By late 1938, Billy's recording career was accelerating, and her association with members of the Basie Band was eclipsed by new opportunities, including an invitation to join Artie Shaw. Shaw recalls meeting and later hiring Billy.
Well, I knew Billie Holiday from my years around Harlem, when I was learning my own trade, and I'd sit in with all the bands, Chick Webb and all these fellas. They were friends of mine. And Billie was a kid around singing, and I said to her one time, "Someday I'm gonna have a band, and you're gonna sing in it." She said, "Yeah, that'll be the day."
But Clayton remembers,
"One day, surprisingly to me, she left the band, and I never knew exactly why. The next thing I knew, she was with Artie Shaw and his band. Even she never told me why she left Basie, which I thought was the ideal band for her."
But came the time when I had a band, and I'd gone through a lot of singers, and I couldn't find anybody who matched that band. So I drove down to Harlem one night from Boston, and I said to her, "Come on, you're going to join my band." She said, "Oh, come on." And I said, "Yeah, get dressed, let's go." This is the middle of the night. She got dressed, came with me, we rehearsed a couple of tunes. The next day, she was part of the band.
"Don't tell me about those pioneer chicks hitting the trail in those slip-covered wagons with the hills full of Redskins. I'm the girl who went west in 1937 with 16 white cats, Artie Shaw and his Rolls Royce, and the hills were full of white crackers.
Any old time you want me, I am yours. For just the asking, darling, any old time you need me, I'll be there. With love that's lasting, darling, all through the years we'll stand together, sharing the tears and stormy weather and the sunshine. We'll be yours and mine. Any old time you're blue, you'll have our love to chase away the blues. And any old thing you do, I'll see you through. So just remember that I am waiting, dear. If ever you want me, I'll be near. Any old time and any place where you may be."
The sight of 16 men on a bandstand with a Negro girl singer had never been seen before.
She was very young and healthy at that time. She wasn't on anything. A little marijuana now and then, you know, but everybody did that. She was a very down-to-earth girl. She knew what she was doing. All the men in the band knew what they were doing, and they all respected her. She respected them. She was part of the band.
In St. Louis, we were scheduled to play the ballroom in one of the biggest hotels in town. But this day of all days, we were rehearsing, and in wandered this old cracker who owned the hotel, the city block, the works. He was older than God, and he hadn't been seen around there in 10 years. But he picked this day to come shooting around in his wheelchair to look over his property. Naturally, the first thing he saw was me. Well, Artie tried to tell him I was his vocalist, but he wasn't listening. "Listen," I told him, "Artie Shaw's been very nice to me, but I'm a Negro, or whatever you want to call me, and I'll make you a bet. You let us open in this damn ballroom, and if I don't go over better than anyone else, you can throw me and Artie and all of us out. You want to take the bet, or don't you?" He didn't want to take it, but he didn't want to scoot off in his wheelchair either. So he did, and we opened. I knew I had the future of the whole band riding on me, so I really worked. First I did "I Cried For You," then "Them Their Eyes."
"They make me feel so happy, they make me feel so blue, falling, yes, falling, falling in the..."
And finished with a thing called "What Are You Gonna Do When There Ain't No Swing." I ended the number and held my breath. People stood up, whistling and hollering and screaming and clapping. There was no arguing I was the best, so we stayed there for 6 weeks instead of three.
"Ah, mister, talking about those eyes."
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
"I'm living in a..." the mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you.
My special thanks to Peter Coyote for reading the words of Artie Shaw. Joe Hughes reading from Buck Clayton's Jazz World, published by Oxford University Press in the late 80s. And reading from Billie Holiday's Lady Sings the Blues from Viking Penguin Books, Kit Wiegandt, whose website is voiceoverdiva.com. Thanks also to Command Productions for technical assistance.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Eyes that cry, how can I go on, dear, without you? You took the best, so why not take the rest, baby?
By the end of the 1930s, Billie Holiday was ready for a transformation. She was becoming a diva, ready to step out in front of the band to glow in the solo spotlight. Her repertory was shifting from popular song to dark ballads and her own striking originals. The first of those, one of her longest-lasting songs still popular today, Fine and Mellow. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.
You know.